that's why disrespecting is so important, but also so misconstrued. I don't need to agree with everyone to respect them. As a matter of fact, it is in that disagreement that I get to understand somebody else's perspective. And there are billions of perspectives in the world.
You're listening to Inside Mental Health, a Psych Central podcast where experts share experiences and the latest thinking on mental health and psychology. Here's your host, Gabe Howard.
Greetings, everyone. I'm your host, Gabe Howard. And calling into the show today, we have Dr. Joseph Schrand. Dr. Joe is triple board certified in adult psychiatry, child and adolescent psychiatry, and a diplomat of the American Board of Addiction Medicine. He hosts the weekly radio show, The Dr. Joe Show, exploring who we are and why we do what we do. Dr. Joe, welcome to the show.
Gabe Howard, thank you so much. I am delighted to be here.
Today's topic is all about respect, what it is and how to get it. And I think that many people believe that respect is straightforward. We believe that we all understand it, but it's anything but simple.
I think that respect has somehow gotten in some ways a bad rap, as if somehow respecting someone means that you are in a more vulnerable and weak position. But it's the exact opposite. Respect is the foundation of who we are as human beings.
I know that one of the things that's out there, and you see it all the time on social media, where somebody disagrees with somebody. And let's use like a real world example. Somebody will say, I don't like the color purple. And then somebody else will say, well, I find the color purple to be beautiful. And then somebody says, well, that's really disrespectful. You don't respect me. How dare you do that? And it devolves into this argument about respect. Now, I have a saying, disagreement does not equal disrespect, but I don't think that's well understood.
I don't think that disagreeing with someone is disrespectful. What we need to do as human beings is recognize that we can have different perceptions and perspectives and still value each other and respect each other. As a matter of fact, it's that respect that allows one to feel valued, that allows one then to trust the other person, that I can disagree with you. It doesn't mean I value you any less. That's really the critical part, because this value thing is what is so important.
I am absolutely in the camp of, I believe it's very respectful to tell me that you disagree with me, right? Because it means that you care enough about me to allow me to understand you. Now, the work that we're going to talk about today on the podcast is your work on respect. And you have a method called Unleashing the Power of Respect, the I Am Approach. What is the I Am Approach?
The I Am Approach is the idea, and it's really a belief, that we're all doing the best we can at every moment in time with the potential to change in the very next second to another best we can. This is my current maximum potential. This is who I am. This is me, and I matter. We have spent so much time in our world thinking the other person is broken, thinking ourselves are broken. We have our inner critic. But the I am is saying, forget all that. You're doing the best you can at this moment in time, but if you don't like it, you can change it. But we are influenced in responding to four domains. The home domain. No one's going to argue that the home that you've grown up in has an influence on who you are even today. That's the first domain. It's the home domain. Then there's the social domain, which is everything else. It's the rest of the world. It's you and I chatting. It's going to work. It's going to school. It's walking down the street. Going into a restaurant, it's everything other than your home domain, the social domain. And you can appreciate that stuff that happens at home can affect things that happen in your social domain and vice versa. You have a good day at work, you may come home and feel great. You have a difficult time at home, you may go to work and have a difficult time. These two domains are outside. And then the two internal domains, the biological domain of your brain and body. Are you hungry? Are you tired? Are you digesting your lunch? And then what I call the I see domain. How do I see myself? How do I think other people see me? Human beings are very interested in what other people think or feel. We call that empathy. But what we really want to know is, what are you thinking about me? These four domains interact all the time, but I truly believe we respond the best we can. You don't have to like your IM. You don't have to condone it. It's not a free ride. You're going to be held responsible because everything you do has a natural consequence. And Gabe, it doesn't even mean you're going to win and be successful. And for some people, success is when you love going to work and love going home. For some people, success is having food in the refrigerator. For some people, success is having a home to have a refrigerator. For some people, success is just waking up and being able to get through the day. But instead of judging yourself and other people as less than and broken, should be doing better, less valuable, let's look again at why we do what we do based on the influence of the four domains. And Gabe, I want you to just think about these words, look again. Audience, listeners, think about the words, look again, and reverse them. Again, look. Again, to repeat something. Look like a spectator. The IM is saying, let's respect why people do what they do without judging them. And Gabe, think about this for a moment. When is the last time you got angry at someone you really believed was treating you with respect?
It is true. It's much more difficult to get angry at. You can be annoyed, agitated, maybe even fed up, which I suppose are on the anger spectrum. But if I believe they are respecting me, if I believe that they are, I'm going to go with arguing in good faith. I wouldn't say that it's anger. It's annoyance, right? Which is different. It's a different flavor.
It is. And we can get into the whole concept of anger. But I mean, just think how many words there are for anger, you know, annoyance, irritability. That's the spectrum. There are so many words for anger. But anger is an emotion designed to change something. It is the fight branch of the fight, flight, freeze response. We get angry when we want somebody to do something different, start doing something, stop doing something. Being respected feels great. So the brain doesn't activate anger. Respect is what leads to value. Because you're right, when you feel respected by someone, as you say, you know, listening to their argument, listening to why they like purple, and even if you don't, you're giving them that gift of time. You're reminding them of their value. This is key for the IM, that respect leads to value, and it's what everybody wants. Think about every person you've ever met in your life. The common thread that binds us all, we just want to feel valued by somebody else. I've had people say to me, I don't care what other people think about me. And Gabe, my response to them is, you know, if you don't care what people think about you, why are you wearing clothes? And the kid will go, well, come on, Dr. Strain, I can't walk down the street naked. People are up. Yeah, we do. We all care what other people think or feel about us. And we really want to know that they see us as valuable.
So obviously, if we want to feel value, we have to have value. And in order to have value, you have to, I'm going to go with increase it, right? I believe that we all have base value, right? We have to grow that value in the eyes of other people. How traditionally have people increased their value?
Well, unfortunately, traditionally, for millennia, people have increased their value by decreasing somebody else's, and then are astonished that the other person does the same in return, and then are astonished that this leads to war and division and the type of conflict that we actually have in our world right now. We have spent millennia increasing our value by decreasing somebody else's. You know, as a child psychiatrist, I work a lot with kids who've been bullied. And they all learn the IM approach. And they begin to realize that, wait a sec, if the best that person can do, that bully, if the best they can do to feel valuable is to try to make me feel less valuable, what's going on in their home or social domain? What's going on in their biological or IC domain? How do they see themselves? That the only way they can feel valuable is try to make me feel less valuable. I don't have to like it, but I want to understand it. And that then can lead to the value, the reciprocity, and the trust. The trust is a remarkable thing. It's based on a neurohormone, a brain chemical called oxytocin, not OxyContin, oxytocin. It's that feeling you get when somebody says, Gabe, you got the best podcast ever, the best podcast ever. And you get that rush, that's oxytocin. We have an opportunity at every moment in time to remind someone of their value. And then help them trust.
Dr. Joe, full disclosure, I was born in 1976, but I know from your bio that you were on the 1972 kids show Zoom. Now, I'm not familiar with Zoom, but the more experienced members of the audience are. Can you tell us what Zoom is and how did it influence you? Am I talking to a famous child star?
Yeah, well, I guess so. And I really appreciate the word experience compared to older. Thank you, Gabe. Appreciate that. Yeah, can you believe it? 50 years ago, Zoom was suddenly emerging in the United States. It was a show in which it was just kids. And kids were doing, we were doing songs, we were doing skits, we were doing improv, we were doing what are called Zoom raps, where we were just talking with each other. And if you go to wgbh.org/Zoom50, they actually have released the show, the original show. So you can watch it. But Zoom was fundamental for me because it really taught me about respect and value and trust. That's where a lot of this stuff started for me. My family was a lot of anger because my parents were very angry with each other and eventually wound up divorcing. So I didn't see much respect at the home domain. But each of my parents was incredibly respected in their social domain. My mother was a very successful actress. My father was a very successful pediatrician. So I wondered, why couldn't they do that at home? And then I wind up in Zoom, this kids' TV show, which was the first fully racially integrated show, where we had African-American kids and Asian kids and Hispanic kids and white kids and Catholic kids and Jewish kids and kids from all over the Boston area. And we created an environment where we could just really engage. I mean, I tell you, just two nights ago, I'm chatting with Kenny, one of our other Zoom kids from 50 years ago, Gabe, 50 years. We've remained friends. What it showed me was that you don't have to have any of these barriers. You don't have to have these different groups. When you have respect and value, leads to trust. And that's what Zoom was about.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Gabe Howard here to tell you about the Inside Bipolar podcast from Healthline Media.
He does the show with me, Dr. Nicole Washington, a board-certified psychiatrist.
That's right. A guy living with bipolar and a psychiatrist team up to discuss living well with bipolar disorder.
Listen now on your favorite podcast player or visit psychcentral.com/IBP to learn more.
Subscribe now so you don't miss out.
Hey everyone, my name is Rachel Starr Withers, and I live with schizophrenia. I'm also the host of Inside Schizophrenia, a podcast that dives deep into all things schizophrenia, featuring personal experiences and experts to help you better understand and navigate schizophrenia. Inside Schizophrenia is a Psych Central and Healthline Media podcast, and we're available right now on your favorite podcast player. Check us out.
We're learning to unleash the power of respect, the I Am approach, with Dr. Joseph Schrand. I understand that the I Am approach is really based on two truths. What are those two truths?
The two truths: small changes can have big effects. That's the first truth. You make a small change in any one of the four domains, your home, your social, your biological, your IC domain. That can have a ripple effect through everything. If you think you need to change everything, you're going to get overwhelmed. And when you're overwhelmed, your brain releases a particular chemical called cortisol. Cortisol is the hormone of stress. It actually isn't released by the brain, to be perfectly honest. It's ACTH is released in the brain and then sends a little message to the adrenal glands on top of your kidneys, releases cortisol. That's going to happen if you think you've got to change everything. But you don't need to. Small changes can have big effects. The second truth: you control no one, you influence everyone. You get to choose the kind of influence you want to be. everyone is interested in what you think or feel about them, even if they don't want to admit it. They are interested. They want to feel valued by you, which is going to have an effect on their biological domain. You treat them with respect. You wonder why they do what they do. They feel valuable. You've increased their value. As soon as you do that, your value gets increased. And then there's a trusting foundation for a real discussion, for perspective.
Let's talk about a real world example. How can I use the I am approach today, right now?
I'll give you a wonderful example. I mean, just think about this one. Imagine you're driving down the street and you get cut off. Your limbic system's going to respond. You get angry. But you can think, geez, why is the best that person could do cut me off? And here's a great one. You think, gosh, what if they have diarrhea? And they're cutting me off because, man, they got to get to a bathroom. And if they don't, well, you know what's going to happen. So here's another example. A real life example happened to me not that long ago. I live in a lovely neighborhood, and a stranger I notice is outside my front yard, and they're putting a sign on my front yard. The sign happens to be for a yard sale at their house. Now, I could have gone out really angry, but instead I go out, it's an IM, I'm wondering, why is this guy putting a thing on my lawn? And I said, what's going on? And he gets defensive immediately, which means he must know he's doing something that maybe could elicit anger in somebody else, and says, oh, it's right next to this fire hydrant. It's public property. I said, it's okay. I'm not angry with you. I mean, I'm just wondering what's going on. You're having a yard sale. You're putting a sign on my lawn. Why are you having a yard sale? Because I didn't get angry. I learned a story about this man, and he started to tell me why he was having a yard sale. And it was because a couple of years before, on his wedding anniversary, been married for 30 plus years, maybe more, goes upstairs to give his wife breakfast in bed, and she's unexpectedly passed away.
Oh, wow.
He's devastated. Yeah. And it's taken him 2 years to be able to come to terms with it enough to begin selling some of their belongings. Because each belonging that he sells, he feels will be a loss of her, but it's also going to be a recognition and an acceptance as best he can. I would never have learned that story if I'd gone out angry and said, get that sign off my lawn. People are amazing. They will share their perspective with you when they feel respected and valued, because then they can trust enough that you're not going to judge them. That's what we need to do. That's what we can do. We have brains capable of it. You can do it right now. Okay, right now. Any one of our listeners, here's one way to do it. If you go into a store, say thank you to the person who served you. It's that simple thing. You know what it feels like. You know how different it is when somebody says thank you, or they just sort of take their coffee and walk away. You know you've had an influence on that person. You've reminded them of their value when you say thank you. It's remarkably simple. I wish I'd invented something really complicated, but it's just who we are as human beings. Let's enjoy it. You know, we don't need to be in these different groups anymore. It doesn't need to be that group is okay and this group isn't. We may get into this discussion.
Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Where can folks find you online?
Online, you can go to www.drshrand.com. That's drshrand.com. That's my website. You can get Unleashing the Power of Respect, the I Am approach, on Amazon. If you just type it in, Unleashing the Power of Respect, and put in my last name, Shrand, because there are other books that have unleashing and respect in their titles. You'll also see, once you get there, a whole bunch of my other books. This is my fifth book, Gabe. It's mind-blowing. It's my fifth book. My first book was on stress. My second book was on anger. My third book was on fear, at which point my wife said, are you trying to tell me something?
Yeah, I was noticing a theme here.
Right. And then the fourth book was called Do You Really Get Me? And then this fifth book sort of ties it all together. It's translational. So these books are for anyone to read. I will translate all the deep science and then show you how you can apply it right today. Unleashing the Power of Respect is a collection of stories of some of my patient teachers. I call them my patient teachers because I've learned so much from them. After that is an I Am perspective, changing the way we perceive things. I just want to say, please check it out. If you can get Unleashing the Power of Respect, you can be a contributor to changing our world. Let's do it.
Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being here.
It has been my absolute pleasure, Gabe.
And to all of our listeners, a giant thank you. My name is Gabe Howard, and I am the author of Mental Illness is an Asshole and Other Observations. I'm also an award-winning public speaker who could be available for your next event. My book is on Amazon, or you can grab a signed copy with free show swag or learn more about me by heading over to GabeHoward.com. Wherever you downloaded this episode, please follow or subscribe to the show. It is absolutely free. And hey, can you do me a favor? Recommend this show to your friends, family members, or colleagues. Referring the show is how we grow. I will see everybody next Thursday on Inside Mental Health.
You've been listening to Inside Mental Health, a Psych Central podcast from Healthline Media. Have a topic or guest suggestion? Email us at show@psychcentral.com. Previous episodes can be found at psychcentral.com/show or on your favorite podcast player. Thank you for listening.